Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you. Welcome to West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are affectionately known as WUF. My name is Scott Winters, and I use the pronouns he and him. And it is a blessing to serve this warm and caring congregation as your lay leader this morning. I want to welcome each of you, whether you are here in person or watching online. You are welcome, no matter who you are or how you're feeling today. You are welcome regardless of your age, your abilities, the color of your skin, or where you were born. You are welcome, regardless of who you love or how you identify your gender, if you do. If you're feeling joy from the expected warmer weather coming this week, or whether your heart is aching with grief this morning. If you feel angry from injustice or discouraged by suffering, you are welcome to bring all that is you. We are so grateful we can share this time together in this beloved community of conscience and compassion. If you haven't done so already, I encourage you to look at the announcements that came in your order of service in your email this morning. If this is your first time with us and you don't have an order of service, but would like to know more about who we are and to find out what's happening here at WUF, don't hesitate to get in touch with our congregational administrator, and her contact information is on our website at woof.net. And if you're with us here in person today, we invite you to fill out one of our forms in the lobby so that we can get to know you a little bit better. And please join us for coffee hour after the service downstairs. And if you're watching online, we will have a Zoom coffee hour at 11:30 in the link that came in your email this morning. And lastly, for those of us here in person, just a gentle reminder to put your phones in that airplane mode so that it helps with our bandwidth. For a good streaming experience for those folks that are watching online, it's a small act that can really make a big difference for folks at home. So thank you. As we light our chalice this morning, I'd like to share some words from Lindsay Bates. To face the world's coldness, a chalice of warmth. To face the world's terrors, a chalice for courage. To face the world's turmoil, a chalice of peace. May its glow fill our spirits, our hearts, and our lives. Let us say our opening affirmation together. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful. Let us open our minds to learn what is true. Let us open our hearts to love one another. Today's service is titled Your Eyes, and we are grateful to host Leah Morris as our guest speaker and musician today. A great voice singing great songs. That is the simplest way to introduce you to Leah's music. While she often draws comparisons to other female phenoms like Tracy Chapman, Joni Mitchell, and Annie DeFranco, Leah's sound seamlessly blends gospel, jazz, country, and R&B into her own style, soul folk. Leah was born in Baltimore to a father who toured the world playing trumpet in the funk band Black Heat, and a mother who dreamed of opera while performing with her siblings in the Jones Family Gospel Singers. Leah was singing at the pulpit of the Baptist church where she grew up as soon as she could speak. While she discovered the acoustic guitar as a teenager, she began teaching herself to play by writing songs. Leah's final year in high school was in Germany at a classical conservatory where she sang with the jazz ensemble Black and White and co-wrote with the British pop trio Indigo Wild. She is consistently acknowledged by the Washington Area Music Association as one of the region's best vocalists, songwriters, and recording artists. She is a graduate of the prestigious Artist in Residence program at the Music Center at Strathmore in Bethesda, Maryland, and a beloved children's music performer among DC families. Though Leah will not be able to be with us in person today, she has sent us recordings with which we can participate throughout the service. She will now welcome us and lead us in our opening song.
Good morning, West Hills UU Fellowship, and thank you so much for the invitation to be with you this morning. When this greeting song becomes familiar, I hope you'll sing along. Hello, beautiful today. Hello, beautiful now. Hello, beautiful sunshine, honey, I love you and how. Hello, beautiful me. Hello, perfect right here. Hello, wonderful day that's waiting. Goodbye, doubt and fear. Hello, beautiful today. Hello, beautiful now. Hello, beautiful sunshine, honey. I love you and how. Hello, beautiful me. Hello, perfect right here. Hello, wonderful day that's waiting. Goodbye, doubt and fear. Hello, sunshine day. Hello, sunshine. Hello, beautiful summer that shines. I love you. Set it on your skin. Hello, sunshine. Hello, sunshine. Hello, beautiful summer that shines.
I cannot wait for the sunshine to come out. Our opening reading this morning is by Victoria Safford. What if there were a universe in which a world was born out of a smallish star? And into that world, at some point, flew red-winged blackbirds, and into it swam sperm whales. And into it bloomed crocuses. And into it blew wind to lift the tiniest hairs on naked arms in spring. And into it at some point grew onions out of soil. And in went Mount Everest. And also the coyote we've spotted in the woods about a mile from here, just after sunrise on these mornings when the moon is full. The very scent of him makes his brother, our dog, insane with fear and joy and ancient inbred memory. Into that world came animals and elements and plants and imagination, the mind and the mind's eye. If such a universe existed and you noticed it, what would you do? What song would come out of your mouth? What prayer? What praises? What sacred offering? What whirling dance? What religion and what reverential gesture would you make to greet the world every single day you were in it? Leah will now share our time for all ages.
What's the name of the song?
The Lost Buddy. Toad and Frog went for a long walk. They walked across a large meadow. They walked along in the woods. They walked along the river. At last, they went back home to Toad's house. "Oh, Zip," said Toad, "not only do my feet hurt, but I have lost one of the buttons on my jacket." "Don't worry," said Frog. "We will go back to all the places where we walked. We will soon find your button." They walked back to the large meadow. They began to look for the button in the tall grass. "Here is your button," cried Frog.
"That is not my button," said Toad. "That button was black and my button was red."
Toad put the black button in his pocket. A sparrow flew down.
"Excuse me," said the sparrow. "Did you lose a button?"
"I found one."
"That is not my button," said Toad. "That button has two holes and my button has four."
Toad put the button with two holes in his pocket. They went back to the woods, looked on the dark paths.
"Here is your button," said Frog. "That is not my button," cried Toad. "That button is small and my button is big."
Toad put the small button in his pocket.
A raccoon came from behind a tree. "I heard that you were looking for a button," he said. "Here's one that I've just found."
"That is not my button," wailed Toad. "That button's square and my button is round."
Toad put the square button in his pocket. Frog and Toad went back to the river. They looked for the button in the mud.
"Here is your button," said Frog.
"That is not my button," shouted Toad. "That button's thin and my button is thick."
Toad put the thin button in his pocket. He was very angry. He jumped up and down and screamed,
"The whole world is covered with buttons and not one of them is mine!"
Toad ran home and slammed the door. There on the floor, he saw his white, four-holed, big, round, thick button.
"Oh," said Toad. "It was here all the time. What a lot of trouble I have made for Frog." Toad took all of the buttons out of his pocket. He took
his sewing box down from the shelf. He would sew the buttons all over his jacket. The next day, Toad gave his jacket to Frog. Frog thought that was beautiful. He put it on and jumped for joy. None of the buttons fell off. Toad had sewed them on very well.
That was some great reading, Lucia. Way to go, kid.
This is a story called A Lost Button from the book Frog and Toad Are Friends. What do you think this story is about?
Toad losing buttons and finding buttons.
Losing buttons and finding buttons. What do you think, Jacob?
I think it's a metaphor that one shouldn't just...
Yeah, I think it's about buttons.
Go ahead again, Jacob.
I think it's a metaphor that you should just be happy with what you find and at least... thank the people for trying to help you.
That's a really great reminder. That's true. But Toad was losing his temper the whole time, and he never stopped to thank anybody until the end. And that's, for me, one of the things this reminds me of is that a great story can be about a lot of different things. For me, the story is about being on a journey to find something very specific. Like, he really thought he wanted to find his lost button, and that was the most important thing to him. And along the way, he found other things that he realized were a special and different gift than he had expected at all. And then he still found the thing he was looking for. But he also found something beautiful that he could share with his friend. So, what a really great story. It was great reading by Lucia and help by Jacob. We hope that you enjoyed A Lost Button and that you heard something special in the story for you, too. Say bye.
Adios. Thank you, Lucia and Jacob and Leah. And thank you, Leah, for sharing your family with us. As we enter into our time of reflection, I invite you to bring to your awareness all that you may be holding on your heart today. We remember all those who have died and those we miss this Memorial Day weekend. And we especially want to remember the tragedy at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, where a gunman took the lives of 19 children and two teachers. We remember those being treated in hospitals and experiencing trauma. Our hearts are breaking for those families and friends who are suffering the loss of loved ones. Our hearts also feel anger with inadequate gun laws that allow these tragedies to happen again and again and again. Together, may we work to create change and find healing through love, beauty, and in this community. I would like to read to you Hymn for the Hurting by Amanda Gorman. May these words bring you solace, comfort, and hope. Everything hurts. Our hearts shadowed and strange. Minds made muddied and mute. We carry tragedy, terrifying and true. And yet none of it is new. We knew it as home, as horror, as heritage. Even our children cannot be children, cannot be. Everything hurts. It's hard to make time to be alive, and even harder to stay that way. We're burdened to live out these days, while at the same time blessed to outlive them. This alarm is how we know we must be altered, that we must differ or die, that we must triumph or try. Thus, while hate cannot be terminated, it can be transformed into a love that lets us live. May we not just grieve, but give. May we not just ache, but act. May our signed right to bear arms never blind our sight from shared harm. May we choose our children over chaos. May another innocent never be lost. Maybe everything hurts. Our hearts shadowed and strange, but only when everything hurts may everything change. Let us take a few moments of silence for prayer, meditation, and reflection, as may be your tradition.
Hello again, and welcome into this little time of reflection. I want to thank Scott and Reverend Tracy for the invitation to share with you this morning. None of us could have known at the time how relevant and important this moment of sharing would be for me. When I first got the invitation and I learned that the theme of the month was beauty, I knew immediately that I wanted to share something about how beauty is an inside job. You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That there is nothing inherently good or beautiful in the world. That it's actually a matter of our meaning-making mechanism, part of our humanness that allows us to interpret parts of the world as beautiful and parts of the world as less than or other than beautiful. I knew that's what I wanted to talk about. I didn't realize how present that would be for me today. In the last few weeks, I've had particular challenge finding the beauty in the world, recognizing even the things that I love most, like the sunshine on my skin and my wonderful, wonderful children. Of course, I recognize their beauty, but it just didn't have that same vibrance. You know, it was almost like a film had come over my beauty-recognizing facilities, my faculties, my ability to recognize beauty. And just very recently, within the last 24 hours, I'm beginning to peel back that film. So this is an opportunity for me to share with you what my experience is of remembering how to see, find, and experience beauty in the world. I'm sure you know this song, so I'd like to invite you to sing it with me. You with the sad eyes, don't be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it, all the darkness inside you can make you feel so small. Your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful, like rain. She crazy.
crazy. Taking all you can bear, just call me up. Cause you know I'll be there, and I see your true colors shining.
Blessings in the world is when we have people to whom we can show our true colors. People who we can be honest enough with when they ask, how are you today, if the answer is not great, that we can share that truth in that moment. But what I'm especially grateful for is those people, and one person in particular who happens to be my oldest daughter, with whom I can share my true colors. And who I can tell when she asks, hey, how are you today? I've been better. I've felt better. I've seen the world through clearer, more friendly eyes than on this day, on this occasion. And my daughter, who's 22, I'm so grateful that I taught her to meditate, that I modeled for her how much peace and joy that practice can bring me. And it was she who reminded me that I had gotten out of the habit of meditation, of some of the things that bring joy to me, that help me to see the world the way I want to see it, help me to show up in the world as the beauty I want to choose and know that I am, that I can be. So my daughter said to me, well, you know, I understand that you're not feeling your best, but how about a little bit of self-care? How about you engage in some practices just for the sake of joy, just for the sake of the joy that they will bring you? And so last night I went to bed at 7:30. That's not something I typically need to do, but I had been missing sleep for a few nights in a row. So that was the start of my self-care practice. I went to bed super early and I was able to wake up at the usual time feeling refreshed, and with enough time to do a little exercise, take care of my body, and to do a little meditation before the little ones got up, to take care of my mind, to unify, recognize the unity between what I see as my mind and my spirit. And this day I have truly been able to show up with an awareness. I've been able to see beauty. I've been able to experience it in appreciation of an administrative worker who was just on their job, just got things done in a quick and timely fashion. I was able to appreciate that more than usual. In the flavors of ice cream that we enjoyed after that appointment, in the sunshine, the clarity of the sky, there's a storm coming this afternoon and I know I'll enjoy it. And on the day when I was able to just, this day, recognizing, feeling this beauty, I knew this was the time to share with you. Because what seeing this beauty in the world is reflecting to me, again, this thing that we all know, there is no beauty in the world. Shakespeare said there's no thing that is good or bad except thinking make it so. I'd say our perception, right, our ability to see beauty begins at the source, in our eyes, in our being. Recognizing my own beauty and the necessity of taking care of myself has enabled me, reminded me, brought me back to the experience of beauty beyond me. To some extent, you could say the entire world is in the eyes of the beholder. That however we're approaching life, however we're starting within ourselves, whatever we're looking for is what we're going to find in the world. However we're showing up is what we're going to be and what we're going to see in the world. At the end of Amanda Gorman's inaugural poem, she says, "We must have the bravery to see the light and to be the light." Echoing the words of Mahatma Gandhi, that we have to be the change we want to see in the world. Well, the light and the change, these all come back to the beauty. That in order to see, we must be that what which we would like to experience more of and share more of in the world. So this is another song that reflects exactly that. Unfortunately, extremely easy to find the not beauty in the world. It is easy to turn on the news and learn of the pain the suffering, ache and anguish and aggression and the not beauty in the world, the ugly, the bad. But anthropologists have pointed out that it's actually a human, it's a part of the human condition. Our negativity bias is actually part of what helped our ancestors survive, right? I'm sure you've heard that a million years ago, 500,000 years ago, those of our ancestors who had that little twinge of doubt about their safety and thought to look up every now and again to check and make sure they weren't being haunted by the saber tooth or whatever the case might have been, are the ones who survived to pass down their genetics to us, who have certainly different threats and challenges and stresses and stressors to deal with, but a lot less danger. I heard someone say recently that the news is the news because it's news. And that really put a perspective on things. Despite what we see in the news and experience in our lives, and not to take any pain away from the challenges that we experience, the fact is, those things that our media outlets focus on most are those things that are scariest and most challenging and ugliest about our world. And they bombard us with these images because we respond emotionally to them. My daughter and I laughed about the idea, how would it be? We were standing on our balcony looking at spring bursting around us. How would it be if this was the front page news? Two humans enjoy a cup of fresh water while in awe of spring returning. Front page news. That newspaper would not sell. But the fact of the matter is, we have so much to be grateful for. There is so much beauty in the world that we often take it for granted. We often take for granted the green of the leaves, the blue of the sky, the sounds of the voices of the people we love. Certainly, before that opportunity was removed from us for a time, we might have taken for granted the joy of coming together in community, of hearing one another's voices raised in harmony. Perhaps if you have a practice of meditation, you recognize the beauty of the consistent sound, the rhythm of your heart. And if you haven't taken the time today to sit down and just enjoy that beautiful, miraculous thing that happens inside of your body all day long, or the breath that happens without you having to think about it, this effortless magic, this beauty, this majesty that's happening in our world, in our galaxy, that is constantly available for us to see when we're calibrated to recognize it. How about that for front page news? The sun rises. The sun rises again today. Hello, neighbor. Hello, loved one. Hello, loved one in the mirror. I see you. I recognize your beauty. And when I recognize my own beauty, then I'm able to see the beauty in the plants and in the other animals, in the sky, to appreciate the water that I'm drinking, to recognize what a truly magnificent, beautiful life we have within us and around us all the time, waiting for us to acknowledge it, waiting for us to bask in it, to appreciate it, to enjoy that we get to be part of this ordinary, magical thing called life. Have you spent a lifetime looking to find a miracle or wonder that could change your mind? Does not always feel magical. Life, the world, does not always appear beautiful to us. We don't always see the beauty. Sometimes the news is just too ugly. Sometimes the darkness is just too dark to see the light, for even the highest light, the brightest light, to penetrate to us until we're ready to receive it. And so on this day where I'm coming out of that funk, as my mom used to call it, I recognize that my times of darkness, my dark nights of the soul, are a blessing, and they are beautiful in their own way. They help me to be compassionate when others are experiencing their dark nights. They help me to recognize that when I am in a state of mind that is of being light, of seeing light, that I can be a beacon. I can be one who draws others in and gives them the potential and the opportunity to also see that. It helps me to recognize that the balance of night and day is part of the complete experience of what it is to be human. And so my invitation today is, when you're able to see the light, to be the light, to show up as the highest experience of beauty in yourself, you are a blessing to those around you, and thank you for doing so. And in the moments when what you are feeling and what you are perceiving is only the darkness, that is just as valid. And thank you for showing your true colors, for being your honest self, for honoring the dark, honoring the light, and the balance, and the beauty in the entire human experience. Honor the dark
as you do the light. Receive the gifts that come to us by day and by night. I choose to honor the dark, uncertainty and change. Deliver us from fear until only love remains. Honor the dark as you do the light. Receive the gifts that come to us by day and by night. I choose to honor the dark, uncertainty and change. Deliver us from fear until only love remains. Sing with me. Honor the dark as you do the light. Receive the gifts that come to us by day and by night. I choose to honor the dark, uncertainty and change. Deliver us from fear until only love remains.
As the butter does its feet from her in a cocoon, as the evening star reveals the light of the moon,
I choose to
sometimes good surrounds us, sometimes there will be change. The very darkness here, until only love remains. As the butter flies, let's speak from bird of the cocoon. As the evening sky reveals the light of the moon, I choose to
sometimes fear surrounds us, sometimes there will be change. Let the darkness heal until only love remains. Honor the dark as you do the light. Receive the gifts that come to us by day and by night. I choose to honor the dark, uncertainty and change. Deliver us from fear until only love remains. Honor the dark.
Thank you, Leah. What a beautiful message, and I feel that was a balm for my spirit today. This is the time in our service when we reflect on how we may be of service to our WOOF community. As Mother Teresa once shared, love cannot remain by itself. It has no meaning. Love has to be put into action, and this action into service. Whatever form we are, it is not how much we do, but how much love we put into the doing. A lifelong sharing of love with others. WOOF exists today because of love and dedication of WOOFers in the past. And its future depends on our commitments and love today. Whether it be financial support or the special gift of your time or your talent, know that we are grateful for your offering. Those of us that are here in person today, we can contribute to a collection basket out in the foyer after the service. And if you're watching on your screen, you'll see instructions on how to donate while Betsy plays our musical interlude. Let's join together in our affirmation of gratitude and giving. Let us be grateful when we are able to give, for many do not have that privilege. Let us be grateful for all those who share their gifts with us, for we are enriched by their giving. And let us be grateful even for our needs, so that we may learn from the generosity of others. Our benediction today is by Marielle Cleary. May the peace of the flowing water be with us. May the beauty of the starry skies be with us. May the warmth of companionship be with us. And may the miracle of this world and its fullness bless us this day and each day of our lives. We extinguish this flame, but not the vision and compassion of our faith. May they stay with you until we meet again.